Sleep bruxism remains a poorly understood phenomenon in dentistry, though researchers are beginning to better define the multifactorial nature of the problem. Psychosocial stress is one such contributing factor that is poorly investigated but often reported by sleep bruxism patients. Recently, researchers from the Academic Center for Dentistry at the University of Amsterdam sought to investigate the influence of stress on bruxism and published their work in the article titled, "Do Sleep Hygiene Measures and Progressive Muscle Relaxation Influence Sleep Bruxism? Report of a Randomized Controlled Trial." The aim of this study was to test the effects of therapies aimed at reducing stress, including improved sleep hygiene measures combined with relaxation techniques prior to sleep, on sleep bruxism. For this double-blind, parallel, controlled, randomized clinical trial, the authors recruited 16 healthy adult volunteers with self-reported bruxism occurring at least 3 nights per week and with dental attrition resulting in exposed dentin. The participants underwent baseline hospital-based polysomnography to objectively determine bruxing levels. Half of the subjects were then randomly assigned to the treatment group, which consisted of receiving sleep hygiene instructions and relaxation techniques involving progressive muscle relaxation. Participants from this experimental group were instructed to practice both sleep hygiene measures and the relaxation techniques each night before going to bed. Compliance was monitored by means of regular phone calls placed at random intervals. Then, at the end of the 4-week trial period, a follow-up sleep study was performed on all subjects. For their results, the authors reported that no significant differences in either sleep or bruxism measures were present between the two groups at baseline. Following the 4-week trial period, similarly, no differences were observed in the outcome measures of number of bruxing episodes per hour, number of bruxing bursts per hour, or the bruxism time index between the control and treatment groups. This led the authors to conclude that within the limitations of this study, that a 4-week period of relaxation and sleep hygiene therapy has no effect on sleep bruxism levels. So there you have it. It would appear, on the basis of this well-designed and executed study, with an albeit small sample size, that the techniques described, unfortunately, are not terribly effective at reducing bruxism in susceptible individuals. You can find the full version of this study by Lopez and colleagues, including the details of the therapies used, in the April 2015 issue of the Journal of Oral Rehabilitation.